One thing I've tried to account for with pictures on Weekly 50 is the issue of screen size. If you're looking at this picture on a mobile device, you might not even see much because the screen is much smaller. Whereas if you're on a desktop, you're going to see a much bigger picture of two, I'm not say baby birds, they're probably like adolescent birds. And the birds are here because they blend in with the background. Their mother chose a nice spot for them, but it doesn't make for a great photo because you can't really see the birds. If you're on a small screen, you might have to look much closer. Nevertheless, I'm happy with this photo because of the story behind it. This is literally right outside my building. The bricks in the background are the brick walls of my building. And I take a lot of photos, or I post a lot of photos on the blog where I say, oh, I took this when I was on my way to work, or I took this near my building. This is literally outside my building. And just to the right of this photo is the concrete ramp that goes up to the front door of my building. I saw these two birds here with their mother on, I think, a Monday. And it was weird because they were just hanging out in front of the building, not in a nest. And I don't know anything about how birds make nests and develop and all that, but I thought it was a little weird that there was these two baby birds at the time with a mama and no nest. I didn't know what was going on. So maybe their nest got knocked down in a storm. Maybe it got cut down by some of the landscapers. I don't know. Regardless of how it happened, they were just sitting there. And I, over the next few days, I'd come to work and there were the birds, and they would move around to different locations, but I always saw them hanging out on the ground. I started to wonder, what's going on with these birds? Are they okay? I didn't want to get close because I didn't want to scare off the mother, but I thought it would make for a good picture. I took one with my mobile phone that looked terrible, and one day I brought my 70 to 200 to work for a different, I was photographing an event at work, and I figured I would try and get a picture of these birds. Their mother was gone, and the telephoto end of that lens made it possible for me to stay decently far away and still get a good shot. I'm pretty sure this was f4. I could check, but I don't know, it was f2.8 or f4. I think it was f4. And you'll notice, even at f4, there's the depth of field is pretty shallow. The birds are basically next to each other, but the one in the background is a little out of focus because that, man, you get such a shallow depth of field on that 200 millimeter end when you're shooting like that. And I think, if I remember right, on Friday, so I took this on a Thursday. On Friday, the birds were still there in the morning, but then in the afternoon they weren't, and I haven't seen them since. So I assume that they've moved on and taken flight and do whatever birds do. But it was kind of a fun little, story. It wasn't a story. So when I said there was a story behind the photo earlier, I don't know if that was true, but it was fun to watch them grow over the course of a week right before our very eyes. And it was a good reminder of how, you know, I wanted to take a photo, but at the same time, I didn't, because I didn't want to intrude on this little family. And sometimes, you know, I could have climbed down used my phone or a different camera like my Fuji and climbed closer or gotten closer to the birds. But I didn't want to disturb them, and it wasn't really worth it to me just to get a picture.